Hey everyone, Thomas Sipke here with Yakker Bot Talk. This is episode 3, and thank you for joining us. Last episode, I went over a bit on chat fuel side. If you guys didn't check out that episode, definitely do episode 2. One thing that's pretty awesome about that is a lot of those features are actually also available in Minichat. And because I don't want to play favorites, I thought I'd just go over a couple of new things here with Minichat as well for you. So one of the cool features that happened, about 2 weeks ago or so, is that Minichat is now integratable with Zapier. So that is really, really cool. Somebody was posting here. It says, see, new action, remove tag from user. That's pretty awesome, self-explanatory. Now you'll be able to use Zaps to remove tags. So that's pretty cool if you guys are experienced enough to use a tag feature. If you haven't, definitely check that out. You can customize the user experience really, really well with that. So that's pretty important. There's also a new search, search by custom field value. This lets the admins find users inside the mini chat list by email without having to sync up user IDs between systems. One example here is, say you use Infusionsoft with the contact list and mini chat subscribers with their email addresses already in the custom field. Now you don't need to share user IDs between systems. You can just take their user emails from Infusionsoft, find the subscriber in Minichat, and use the same email and take an action. Send a message, subscribe to a sequence, or add remove tags, etc. Before this, you needed to go into Minichat user ID into Infusionsoft, or you needed to get the Minichat user ID into Infusionsoft and use the field to find the user when you wanted to do something with them. And if you wanted to move from platform to platform, you'd most likely lose the custom field and wouldn't be able to launch Minichat actions based on triggers. The third action, says use or send content to user. Previously, you could only send text messages from Zapier. Some smart marketers were overcoming this limitation by creating a sequence with a single message that was sent to send immediately. It didn't seem very odd to create a sequence just to send one message? That's absolutely correct. I've seen people create 6 sequences to send test results. With this update, admins can now trigger whole flows right from Zapier. This means you can trigger interactive messages that have pictures, videos, cards, user input delays with a single zap. Another really, really cool feature that was just launched a couple of days ago. This is something that you can use with Minichat, and that's basically to clone. Where did this go? Basically, you can clone to another or copy to another page, right? So, say you're an agency and you're wanting to start an agency, and you've created an awesome bot for somebody. Now you can actually copy those pages to another bot and save yourself oodles of time. Workaround way that people were doing is opening 2 tabs and literally copying and pasting from one bot to another, which is just tremendously time consuming. To do this, you just go to your content section of Minichat, find the message you want to copy, and then press copy to another page button. That's it. Select your target page and ta-da. We'll carefully transfer your message copy into the target page content folder. Keep in mind that this will transfer messages only. All attachments, tags, sequences, subscriptions, etc. won't be copied. So that is pretty important. A little bit of manual work there, but for the most part, the hard kind of mind-numbing things are done, handled and done, and you can just kind of move on from there. So that's really exciting, guys. One way you can use this is, I kind of brought it up in an example earlier. If you deal with, restaurants of a specific style or type, where you go into CrossFit gyms and you're talking to them about bots, you can make a bot just as an example. And then when they're ready, just copy over all the content if you're using Minichat, which is really, really cool. So yeah, guys, pretty exciting stuff there. Another thing that I get, I see a lot in the messaging groups and whatnot, the bot groups, is that people don't quite understand why they're when they're using ManyChat, they'll get a new person messaging them, and they'll say unknown, and they kind of. I see this question too far too often. It basically means that they haven't they've clicked on message you, but they haven't actually clicked the get started button. So they haven't quite decided to go ahead and send that message to you. So a couple of things that might prevent somebody from doing something like this or like clicking the get started button is that the offer or the content isn't compelling enough for them to make that second click. Just maybe look at what you're offering or how you're offering it, and then try to improve that so that they're a little bit more compelled to go ahead and get started with you. Let's see, another feature that was pretty cool. Well, not cool necessarily, but another feature that has kind of impacted subscriber rates is that now Facebook has changed their setting on, when you click the get started. Typically, there was a little button there that was automatically checked so that people, or they added one that, somebody would have to, it automatically be checked so that people would go ahead and be able to send you a message. Now, in certain situations, they actually uncheck that check mark. Normally, this doesn't apply to ref URLs. I'll be going into a little bit of that in a later episode. But if you have the chat bot button on your website or some other place where they're opting in there, they will have the check mark to automatically send you a message unchecked. So they'll have to check the checkbox and then hit get started. And so that's something that might prevent people from actually getting started with you. So just make sure your offer is really compelling, like a little mini course or some sort of promo like deal, get $5 off if when you, discover our promo code or whatever, get the secret passcode for the promo code. And then just kind of roll from there, but test it like everything else. The great thing about this is it's new. There are going to be a lot of crazy things that happen with messenger bots, I'm sure, in the future. The best thing to do is just get started now, start testing. Later, I'm going to have some different use case scenarios, some people on the show where they're actually going over how they actually implemented a specific bot to specific industries, and then share that with you guys so that you're also experiencing that. And then I also have some people lined up that are going to talk about specific features and benefits of the different chats, and then telling you a little bit more about what they do. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. This is episode 3. Once again, my name is Thomas Hipke. Subscribe, share, just get the word out there. Some crazy, crazy stuff is happening. The tsunami's coming and the water's finally swelling back. So anyway, hope you guys are doing awesome. Enjoy your day and rock and roll.